Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Well, cattle producers, it's Superior Livestock's Video Royale 26 coming the 30th of July and the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of August. On Monday, July 30th, it'll be live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com, 8 a.m. Central Time. Then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, live from Winnemucca, Nevada at 9 a.m. Central Time. 158,000 head of cattle to be sold during the week. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
Cattlemen, want a little more innovation? Pour it on. How about a little more convenience? Pour it on. And just plain old easy to use? Pour it on. Introducing new Banamine Transdermal. It's the first FDA-approved pour-on of its kind. And it's easy, easy, easy. New Banamine Transdermal from Merck Animal Health. Pour it on. Talk to your veterinarian or visit BanamineTD.com.
Early in July, we sat down and talked with GOP gubernatorial candidate Mick Cornett about his run to be governor of the state of Oklahoma. This last week, we did the same with Kevin Stitt. These two gentlemen are running against one another to get the GOP nomination. They'll be in that runoff election at the end of August. Stitt tells us that while he is a Tulsa businessman, he's got some solid rural roots.
Not only my grandparents, which I'll tell you about them, but I live on 115 acres, just kind of a little hobby farm outside of Tulsa, because that's the way I want to raise my children. We have cattle. My son has bought 14 stockers, and so he's trying to fatten them up for, because he's saving for a car. He's 15, and so we've run cattle before. My dad has a cow-calf operation in Maud, Oklahoma. My granddad, we're sitting right here in Stockyards USA here in Oklahoma City, and my granddad was the head vet here for 25 years, so I'm very familiar with the ag industry. My other granddad was a dairy farmer in Skytook, Oklahoma, and that land is still in the family. I still own the land that granddad gave me, and we've run cattle on that land before. So absolutely, I am an agriculture guy. I understand it. I understand the way of life. All my relatives are big team ropers, and I love rural Oklahoma. I love ranching, love that lifestyle.
And Kevin Stitt says right now, during the election cycle, he's getting counsel from the major agriculture groups about their ideas on what agriculture's potential is to move forward in the state, and that if he's elected, he will continue to seek their counsel as he forms his team to move Oklahoma forward. In testimony before Congress this last week, Robert Lighthizer, trade ambassador for the Trump administration, telling senators that we're hopefully in the finishing stages of negotiating a new NAFTA. He says at this point, the Japanese are balking at writing a trade agreement with the U.S., and they admit the administration, despite intentions of speedy action, has yet to start talks with other Pacific Rim nations as an alternative to the abandoned TPP. As for U.S.-China, he says the reality is it's going to take time. Lighthizer described President Trump's trade policy of confrontation backed by tariffs as a vigorous response to lopsided trade relations that would improve the U.S. standing in the world and bring prosperity here at home. You've got to do it globally, he says. Ambassador Lighthizer said that he does expect a U.S.-Japanese meeting in the next 30 days. At the moment, he says Japan's position is that it's not ready for another trade agreement, but Lighthizer says he's hopeful about persuading Japan to consider a comprehensive pact. A lot of the senators quizzing Lighthizer agree, and especially the Chinese have taken advantage of us, but they're not convinced the tariffs imposed by the president will work. You've got farm news on Ron.
Wheat farmers looking to bring an all-out blitz against rye and other tough weedy grasses? Then put Double Stop CL Plus on your team. OSU researchers teamed with BASF to develop this Clearfield variety that offers two genes of herbicide resistance. Double Stop CL Plus tunes out rye and other tough weedy grasses, and at harvest, Double Stop CL Plus delivers huge results in the most difficult environments. Double Stop CL Plus raises the bar for all varieties, not just Clearfield varieties. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
That's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.